Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. How you doing? You doing all right? Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying all that's taking place right now in this construct, in this paradigm that we find our primary consciousness in during our waking hours? How else are you gonna talk about this thing? This is not reality, obviously. This is not an eternal reality. This is a transitional state, but it's a transitional state that we find ourselves in. So, whatever the name is for it, you know, whether people think this is Maya, the illusion, whether it's a simulacra, a simulation, whether it's a video game, a cosmic thing, whether it's whatever it is, you know, this is not it. But it is what it is. And we need to deal with what it is. And we need to move forward with that understanding. You know, I think sometimes people spend so much time trying to figure it out. And I don't know, is there points? do you get a medal if we figure it out? I don't know. I mean, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to search out something. You know, there is a fascination with that. There is an intrigue. There's a learning that takes place. But at some point, you've got to move forward with what things are and move forward with who God's made you to be and do the thing God's given you to do and execute on the instructions, the promises, the directions, the directive of His Holy Spirit, your reality, your calling, who you've been called to be in such a time as this. Or are you going to spend all your time trying to figure out whether it's a 5G tower or a biological weapon or a demonic plan? Or it is whatever it is, you know. And you can take your look, you can understand certain things. But now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to pray? Are you going to seek God's face? Are you going to do the thing that He wants you to do? Are you going to tear down strongholds? Or are you going to be living behind the bars and the prison cells that they're trying to set up for you? You know, God has called His people to do incredible things in every junction, in every fork in the road, in every point of decision. He's asked you to ask Him. Seek first the kingdom, and He's going to take care of your needs. He's asked you to ask Him, and He will direct your path. Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. All right. Are we doing that? Are we doing that? In the time of testing? Or do we now see what's been waiting there underneath just a couple layers and a couple of veneers of bravado and of imaging and posturing that we do for everybody every Sunday? Hello. What's really there under the surface now that things hit, well, now that the rubber hits the road? Who do you trust? Do you trust God? Do you look to Him? Or are you still looking for somebody to stand between you and God? And do you want to still live under the curse of the law? You know what's funny? I mean, there was so much religious programming that people were put in and put through. And now, what do you do when that programming comes up against something else? You know, don't. Oh, here's one. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, right? But now that you're not allowed to, now what are you going to do? And some people are. But it's just interesting how. You know, there's all these constructs, but in the end, the reality is where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them. So hey, if you flip this on and listen to this, and you and I gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is right there with us in this audio, in this moment, in this window, whether you listen to it right after this gets published or you listen to this 3 years down the line, He's right here, right now, because He's always there and He's always present. And you meet and you come together in Christ Jesus and He meets you in that moment right then and there. And that's the way it's always been. And whether you've done that inside a building with four walls, or whether you've done that inside of a marketplace, or whether you've done that walking down the street with a brother or sister in Christ and you just lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's church. Church is not something that you do, it's who you are. And I think for people that are moving into that reality, they're realizing it now. And some programming is breaking off of people, and people are walking free. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. There's a lot of evil agendas that the devil is trying to push forward right now, but there's some good things that are coming. Would to God that people would use this time to read, to pray, to set their hearts on things above, to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, and to seek His will. Can we all just pray, Lord, Your kingdom come. Lord, Your will be done. In Jesus' name. Ah. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. And I don't say that as a cliche. I say that because God gave us that instruction. He gave us that instruction, Matthew 6. When did the word stop being real? When did the promises of God, when did they get negated? Or when were the promises of God negated? When there's the tribulation comes. When the troubles come. No, the promises of God are true throughout. That's why He's given them to you. In the Psalms it says that God has exalted His word even above Himself. You know, He's put His word there. Even above His name. When He says it, it's done. Because He and His Word are one. The Word was made flesh in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when He speaks and when He says, it's done. So when He gives us a promise and that promise is rightly divided, you actually rightly divide the Word and you actually know what that promise is and what that promise means, you can move forward in that. And that's what faith is. That's what trust is. Because you've got faith because you know the one that is, you know the one that's spoken that word, and He's good for His word. So you know that He's going to take care of you. And you know that He's going to do the miraculous to make sure that you're taken care of. And sometimes you, my brothers and sisters, will be the answer to the prayers other people pray. I'm seeing that right now. In the middle of a police and military lockdown in the island nation of Sri Lanka that has already been running about 3 weeks, I'm seeing that. That you will be the answer to prayers other people are praying. You know, this whole thing is not about us. All right? You know, God is, yes, He's doing a work with you and He's doing a work in you and He loves you and He's your Father and He's there and He knows every hair on your head. But there's bigger things going on. There's bigger things going on. And if we could take ourselves out of this equation and focus on the will of the Father, you're going to find peace and purpose. Jesus didn't come here to do His will. He came here to do the will of the Father. He said, I only speak the words I hear the Father speaking. He said, I only do the things I see my Father doing. That's how we're supposed to live. That's how you and I are supposed to live during our time here. There's peace in that. So when we seek the Father in this time, and we seek to do His will, He's going to give you instructions. And He's give you very, very clear ways to move forward. And what's interesting is sometimes the things that might have been a pain or a headache for you before may turn into your biggest blessings in times of adversity. You don't know. Sometimes things that might have seemed redundant or a pain might actually be a huge blessing later. You know, maybe you've got an old car that's basic mechanics, but you get into a time where things break down, and then you actually have the ability to work on that car, whereas something that's new and all computerized, you can't do much on. But you can actually fix that one and make it continue to run, just because it's simple. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know how things are going to go. Sometimes you may have been in a position where you, before all these things started happening, and you were a bit stuck, you might have felt, or whatever, and you consolidated your affairs and you got a lot of things in order, and maybe you weren't doing a lot of work, but then all of a sudden now everybody's not doing much work, but you were ahead of the game. What seemed like a setback to you at one point actually put you well in advance, because you're not going through being shell-shocked right now. This is not a new reality for you. And so you're able to have very clear direction in this time, when a lot of people are just fumbling around looking, trying to get their feet under them. You never know, but God knows. So when you seek Him and you trust Him, He's the one that's able to direct your path. And now more than ever, this is the time you want to be able to hear His voice, to trust Him, to move forward in things He says, because He's got your best at heart. And He knows. Lots to say about things going on geopolitically, lots of thoughts on all of these things, but the priority is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God will take care of His people. I just want to pray with you guys really quick. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters listening in right now. I just pray, Lord, that You would strengthen each and every heart, each and every mind, Lord God, bring them rest, relief. And just, Lord, for every concern and care, I just pray that they all be laid at Your feet. And Lord, I pray for Your people, Lord, that incredible ways and means would open up in this time. Because You, Lord God, are the one that opens doors and closes doors, and You are the one that makes things come to pass. So I pray that the circumstances and the situations would be orchestrated so that the right things can come to pass in this time for Your people, for them to do the miraculous and to have the platforms necessary to do the things that You want them to do. Lord, we love You. We trust You, Father. We commit everything and commit all of our brothers and sisters all over the world into Your hands for the completion of Your plan and purpose, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Just wanted to give a quick word, quick shout out, and just know, let you guys know, we love you, praying for you, and you know, don't worry. Be vigilant, pray, read your word, do the basics, you know, in these times. And continue just to take care of the natural things that you need to in front of you, but redeem the time, because the days are evil. And don't waste your time, but focus on the things God gives you to focus on. Find balance and trust, because God is carrying His people through, and it's something incredible in this time. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. Bye.